You seem tired, doctor, Mameha said. How are you this evening?
Dr. Crabb didn't speak.
He just twirled his glass of beer on the table to waste time, even though he was an efficient man and never wasted a moment if he could help it. Yes, I am rather tired, he said at last. I don't feel much like talking. And with that, he drank down the last of his beer and stood to leave. Mameha and I exchanged looks. When Dr. Crabb reached the door to the room, he faced us and said, I certainly do not appreciate when people I have trusted turn out to have misled me. Afterward, he left without closing the door. Mameha and I were too stunned to speak. At length, she got up and slid the door shut. Back at the table, she smoothed her kimono and then pinched her eyes closed in anger and said to me, All right, Sayuri, what exactly did you say to Hatsumomo?
Mameha-san, after all this work, I promise you I would never do anything to ruin my own chances.
The doctor seems to have thrown you aside, as though you're no better than an empty sack. I'm sure there's a reason, but we won't find it out until we know what Hatsumomo said to him tonight.
How can we possibly do that?
Pumpkin was here in the room. You must go to her and ask. I wasn't at all sure Pumpkin would speak with me, but I said I would try, and Mameha seemed satisfied with this. She stood and prepared to leave, but I stayed where I was until she turned to see what was keeping me.
Mameha-san, may I ask a question? I said. Now Hatsumomo knows I've been spending time with the doctor, and probably she understands the reason why. Dr. Crabb certainly knows why. You know why. Even Pumpkin may know why. I'm the only one who doesn't. Won't you be kind enough to explain your plan to me?
Mameha looked as if she felt very sorry I'd ask this question. For a long moment, she looked everywhere but at me, but she finally let out a sigh and knelt at the table again to tell me what I wanted to know. You know perfectly well, she began, that Uchida-san looks at you with the eyes of an artist. But the doctor is interested in something else, and so is Nobu. Do you know what is meant by the homeless eel? I had no idea what she was talking about, and I said so. Men have a kind of, well, an eel on them, she said. Women don't have it, but men do. It's located...
I think I know what you're talking about, I said, but I didn't know it was called an eel.
It isn't an eel, really, Mameha said, but pretending it's an eel makes things so much easier to understand. So let's think of it that way. Here's the thing. This eel spends its entire life trying to find a home. And what do you think women have inside them? Caves where the eel likes to live. This cave is where the blood comes from every month when the clouds pass over the moon, as we sometimes say.